launching into the second hour of the program. Dial on in toll free. We're here to take your calls. We'll be here all week long doing this show as we always do. Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, Free Talk Live is going to be live. And Wayne, thanks for joining me tonight.
Jing, 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 jing.
Jing, jing?
Yeah.
Is that a Christmas song?
Those are sleigh bells.
Okay. 800-259-9231. We're going to tell you the rest of the story from Carlos Miller. For those of you just tuning in, carlosmiller.com is the website to visit if you want to get the latest information on what kind of outrageous police behavior is being shown to photographers. Photographers around the country are being harassed regularly by the police. They are being arrested, not just harassed, arrested, in many cases assaulted, having their cameras stolen or broken. And it's just absolutely sad and outrageous. And the reason why Carlos Miller created his blog in the first place was because, well, he's a photographer and he was harassed. So this is one of the unintended consequences of the police harassing people, is that the more people they harass, the more likely they're going to come across a Carlos Miller who's going to say, the hell with this, I've had it, and then focus his life in a different direction. Because before he was harassed by the police, he didn't have any kind of activist cred. He wasn't out there doing any kind of useful thing for the world of liberty, but now he is. So as a result of the police's evil and their harassment of him, that this wonderful blog was created. So thank you, police, for harassing Carlos.
Isn't it interesting how you can turn this around and say, well, guys, if you've got nothing to hide, then what's the problem?
Oh, that's exactly it. What do they have to hide? In the case of Carlos, they were just on the street doing some kind of pullover or something like that. It was in Miami, and he came over and started taking pictures. They arrested him for it. Turns out that after an appeal, he's finally had the conviction of resisting arrest without violence overturned. The other charges were originally found as not guilty. But now he's going to tell us about his second arrest, which he withheld from his own blog because he didn't want it to interfere with the case, because him having a blog was brought up during the previous trial, and the judge was very uppity and very rude to him, and the judge was saying things like, well, you know, I can't imagine why you thought this situation was worth getting arrested for. Well, maybe it's because he believes in the freedom of the press and is willing to stand up for that. And I guess it would make sense that a judge wouldn't be able to imagine having principles like that, because they don't understand what that means.
And a lot of them have bought their positions and their appointments.
They're not principled in their position. They usually just rule arbitrarily. They just do whatever it is that that feels right to them. So, his second arrest. It was Saturday night on Memorial Day weekend 2009. Like in previous years, thousands of black people descended upon Miami Beach for a hip-hop weekend. And, like in previous years, Miami Beach was spending up to $1 million in paying cops to work overtime, including hiring a multitude of police from outside agencies to work that weekend. The result was that 548 people were arrested that weekend, mostly for minor offenses like disorderly conduct, which can mean absolutely anything, I might point out. Disorderly conduct means you're doing something the cop doesn't like, and the cop decides to arrest you for it. It doesn't mean that you've actually committed any kind of crime against another person. Mostly for minor offenses, like resisting arrest or disorderly conduct, resisting arrest without violence. I was one of the 548. I had been shooting video for Miami Beach 411 that night to see what the hype was all about. Every year, hundreds of locals flee Miami Beach for the weekend because they believe the hip-hop crowd to be a dangerous element. My goal was to see if this weekend was any wilder or more dangerous than any other weekend. Turns out, it wasn't. After shooting video for several hours, I stopped into the Deuce Bar for a couple of Heinekens. Then I decided to grab a bite to eat and drive home. On the way back to my car, I spotted a couple of officers leaning against a cop car with one of them texting on his cell phone. I thought this was a perfect photo to sum up the weekend, to show that it really wasn't as dangerous as people hype it up to be. I was using a 70 to 200 lens when I snapped the photo. I was nowhere near the cop to cause him to think I was going to assault him or anything. I continued walking. He yelled at me to stop, and I did. Delete that photo! Delete that photo! He yelled at me as he approached. I told him I was not going to delete the photo. I guess he realized that he was in the wrong, so he walked back to his car. And I could have left it at that and would not have gone to jail. But to me, this was part of the whole story I was writing. So I walked back and asked him for his name. I figured I would include it in the article along with the photo, or maybe just write a blog post about it. As soon as I walked up to him, another cop slapped the handcuffs on me. You're stupid, bro. You're stupid, the second cop told me. They grabbed my camera and deleted my recent images, obviously unaware that I could retrieve them, which I did. They sat me in the back. It's undelete software, by the way, highly recommended. Mm-hmm. Just to interject here, the way this works is if you are taking pictures or video on a flash-based device, if you're using tape, you're pretty much probably screwed because they'll likely just take your tape. But if you've got a flash-based device or a hard drive-based device, what happens when the cops hit delete is the software that runs the hard drive or the flash card basically just marks the images as deleted.
Right.
It doesn't actually erase them. It erases them later when you keep using when you keep recording.
Yes.
So you stop right then. Do not take another picture. If you want to make it so you can undelete those photos or those videos, don't record any more video. Don't take any more photos. Get your camera back, get your flash card back, get your hard drive back to a computer, get some free undeleting software, which is easily available on the internet, and run that software on that drive. And you will find, most likely, your videos and your photos completely intact.
That's right, because when you erase or you delete something on a computer, a flash-based device, or even a computer, your computer tells the file system to mark that space as writable now, whereas, mm-hmm. whereas anything that hasn't been deleted is in space that's marked as unwritable. So by marking it writable again, it's still there. It just hasn't been overwritten yet. So that's a good point that you always want to make sure you don't do any more writing to that device until you recover your data from it.
So they deleted them and sat me in the back of the car and told me that I was drunk. I welcomed them to give me a breathalyzer. They didn't. They charged me with disorderly intoxication, which requires a suspect to be carrying a drink in public as well as causing a public disturbance. I was not carrying any booze, and asking a cop for his name is hardly creating a public disturbance.
No.
Neither is taking his picture, for that matter. I ended up spending the night in jail with a bunch of other guys arrested on baseless charges on Miami Beach. The state attorney's office apparently realized they had no evidence to support a disorderly intoxication charge, so they switched the charge to resisting arrest without violence. Now I'm scheduled to go to trial in front of Judge Jose Fernandez next month, who, by the way, is the same judge that that we cited earlier, the very same judge that harangued him for, "I can't imagine why you thought this situation was worth getting arrested for. I'm shocked at your lack of remorse."
How about freedom of the press?
Yeah. So he's going to be in front of him. He says it's like deja vu all over again. As I argued in my appeal, it doesn't make legal sense to have a standalone resisting arrest charge without violence because there needs to be some underlying charge to base the arrest on. How could you resist arrest if you weren't being arrested for anything?
Right.
I really don't think, or really didn't think, I would have a problem in beating a resisting arrest without violence charge in my second arrest, but I was concerned because it was considered a probation violation. I was still a month away from completing my 1 year probation when I was arrested, but the appeal victory should null that little technicality. And now that a panel of circuit court judges have ruled that Fernandez committed a judicial error in showing his bias against me, I should have no problem asking for a new judge in the second trial. And there you have it, from CarlosMiller.com. Just amazing. I mean, these cops think they own you. They think that if you've got a camera, they have the right to just do whatever the hell they want with it.
I think a lot of them have been briefed because I think that there's sort of a move to deter people from doing these things. We saw what happened during the Rodney King beatings.
Sure.
Where somebody had a video camera. At the time, video cameras were pretty big during that time.
But VHS.
But a lot of it was going on even then, but now more and more people have cameras, and that's a big problem for them.
It is a problem.
If they were
as long as they're being naughty boys.
Right. If they're being true peace officers, they shouldn't have anything to worry about.
And that's one of the things I do like about being up here, at least here in the Keene area in New Hampshire. The cops around here are relatively used to the video cameras at this point, and they are fairly professional about it. In many cases, you'll get a smile and a wave from the police around here when you've got cameras out. So I can't really complain about the way they handle it locally. I don't know how they handle it across the rest of the state, but you know, the one cop that I was telling you about earlier that essentially told me to stop recording recently over across the state in, I think it was Windham, New Hampshire, he got kind of uppity in the beginning, but when I stood my ground and I let it be known that I was, hey, go ahead, I'm prepared to be arrested. I didn't say that to him, but obviously by standing my ground, I was willing to be arrested, and he just wasn't interested in doing that, so he backed right down.
Paperwork, man.
More, yeah, exactly. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you? Violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, "Your Honor, I didn't know about this law." How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, "Ignorance of the law is no excuse." So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
When the electricity goes out, how will you boil water, cook dinner, light your home, or get news reports? Most families are not prepared for even the shortest power outage due to hurricanes, tornadoes, ice storms, and so on. But you can prepare your family for emergencies and not spend a lot doing it with the amazing products from Carrollstove. Carrollstove.com is a family preparedness website that has everything you will need in the event of emergency at big discounts. Kerosene stoves, lanterns, emergency radios, water filters, LED flashlights, and even an oven for baking. Carrollstove.com is the largest selection of kerosene stoves on the internet. They've even put together two family emergency kits at big discounts that include everything you'll need for the next extended blackout. With CarolStove.com's family emergency kits, you'll be able to cook, bake, light your home, make safe drinking water, and hear the news. And you'll be surprised how little you'll spend on Carol Stove's incredible products. For example, our most popular single burner stove starts at only $58. See our complete line of quality stoves and ovens at CarolStove.com. That's K-E-R-O-Stove.com. Keep cooking with CarolStove.com.
Hello, at OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
It's inspiring for many who are affected by the recent downturn of the economy.
I already knew a bit about foraging and edibles, but you take it to a whole new level.
A thousand thanks to you for all that great knowledge. It was empowering.
When I was in the Navy, I went through a couple of quick land survival classes.
Thank you for being an inspiration and for all the work that you do.
I really appreciate the depth and detail of the information.
Thank you so much.
Much love and respect to you from all of us here in the boonies.
Thanks again.
Knowledge is power, and that power brings peace.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones, or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Dial in toll free. Christmas week edition of the show. We're here taking your calls every single night. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. And tonight it's Ian with you.
And Wade.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And I want to tell you about the Totosack. If you hate making those extra trips back out to the car just to bring in more grocery bags, you need to get your hands on the Totosack. Go to Totosack.com, Totasak.com. They're a handle made of 100% recycled materials right here in the United States, designed to simplify all kinds of carrying tasks. For me, it makes it so I can bring back all the groceries in one trip. And it's just a great little device. You can go to Totosack.com, get yourself a family pack today, or stay tuned because we'll be giving you a two-pack here in a little bit. It's a great stocking stuffer, even though we're the day before Christmas here. Maybe for next year's stocking stuffing.
Maybe for Easter.
Or, yeah, just giving your friends or family members something cool. This is a cool little device. I love it. I use it every time I go to the grocery store. Totosack.com. All right, so Wayne, what's going on in the banking world?
Well, surprise, surprise. A lot of us suspected this, and now it just came out in a Reuters article this week that banks with political ties got bailouts.
No.
Yeah. U.S. banks that spent more money on lobbying were more likely to get government bailout money, according to a study released on Monday.
Wait, are you saying that in politics, the politicians reward their friends and punish their enemies?
Apparently so.
Huh.
Apparently so.
Who'd have thought?
Banks whose executives served on Federal Reserve boards were more likely to receive government bailout funds from the Troubled Asset Relief Program, according to the study from Rand Duchin and Dennis Sosuria, professors at the University of Michigan's Ross School of Business. Banks with headquarters in the district of a U.S. House of Representatives member who serves on a committee or subcommittee related to TARP also received more funds. Guess what?
Shocking.
Shocking. Political influence was most helpful for poorly performing banks, the study found. Political connections play an important role in a firm's access to capital, Sosuria, a University of Michigan assistant professor of finance, said in a statement. Banks with an executive who sat on the board of a Federal Reserve Bank were 31% more likely to get bailouts through TARP's capital purchase program, the study showed. Banks with ties to a financial finance committee member were 26% more likely to get capital purchase program funds. As of late September, nearly 700 financial institutions had received bailouts of $205 billion under the capital purchase program, the study said. The banking industry has long been criticized for using political influence to obtain bailouts. In other words, the bad banks end up being subsidized by the government, which thereby weakens the good banks that made good decisions.
So the ones that were making poor loans, they weren't so worried about their poor decisions because they knew that their buddies were sitting on boards and they were giving money to representatives' campaigns and things like that. So they felt relatively safe and secure in taking greater risks because they knew that down the line they'd be more likely to get helped out.
Well, and there were some that claimed that Fed officials, including Greenspan, 10 years ago and forward, were actually... He was implying that if they made some bad decisions that, the Fed would stand behind them. That's been implicitly implied for many years by the Federal Reserve. In fact, in 1998, there was a big hedge fund that the Greenspan had bailed out. So these irresponsible practices that a lot of these banks have been practicing for many years are just being rewarded with funny money. And I don't know about you, but that's not the kind of society I want to live in, where people are basically rewarded for bad decisions and bad behavior.
Me neither, but that's how it is. I mean, this is what the government does: is they reward the people that they're connected to, and that's why they give them these campaign contributions, because they know that they'll pay off big time in the long run. You can give a candidate for office a few $100,000, and if that results in you getting $1 billion for your bank, or even a few $1 million, you're still coming out way ahead. So it's a pretty good investment.
Sure, or a big federal contract or something.
Right.
And that happens way too often. But what if these banks were allowed to go out of business? What would have happened? Now, many claim that...
Well, they'd probably be absorbed by another bank.
Sure,
right?
They'd be absorbed by another bank. If you're going to bail anybody out, you should just bail out the depositors of the bank up to the limit. Let them go to the local bank that made the good decisions, put their money in there. That strengthens the good banks and liquidates the bad banks, and then you have a quick recovery. But what we have today is completely bizarre, because you've weakened a lot of these good banks now that have made good decisions by having them having to compete with these zombie banks.
Right.
And so many had claimed that if these zombie banks had been allowed to go out of business, that the whole world economy would have collapsed and we would have had martial law, some said, and all these ridiculous assertions, which were totally silly.
That's as asinine as to claim that, oh, God, if the Ford or GM were to go out of business, the whole economy would crash, as though one car company or a couple of car companies is what the economy is pinned on. Are you kidding me?
Especially nowadays. At one time, GM had a lot more economic clout than they do today.
But still, I mean, you're just going to put some people out of work who inevitably, likely the factories will be snatched up by somebody else at pennies on the dollar. They probably hire a lot of the same folks to come work and build whatever the new cars they're going to build. I mean, it would not have been the end of the world, but the statements from the politicians made it sound like, my God, we need to save these companies or else the entire economy is going to go under.
But it goes to show you that as we move farther and farther away from free market capitalism, basically what's happening is only the people with the connections are being rewarded who might not necessarily be the best managers of businesses or be using the resources most productively.
Oh, obviously they're not. Otherwise, they wouldn't have been in such dire straits.
That's right. And if we did have a more free market capitalistic system like we used to have 100 years ago, now that wasn't perfect back then either, but now today I think with the internet it could be a much better system. Then it's much more of a merit-based system where those who do a good job are the ones who usually succeed.
Correct. Well, the marketplace will reward those folks for providing good products and services at a good value, and that's things change. Businesses go out of business when they lose it, when they can't change, they can't roll with the changes, they can't adjust to the new competitors coming into the marketplace. They're supposed to go out of business. Woolworths is gone. You know, they were huge back in the day, and they don't exist anymore because, well, for whatever reason, they just couldn't hack it.
Right.
You know? And that's okay. All those people got jobs somewhere else.
I also get really tired of the people on the so-called left saying that this is a result of capitalism. When, since the 30s, when the cartelization of our economy really began, and it was greatly accelerated in the 80s, what it really was a corporatization of the economy as well, where really what's happening, again, is these connections get you money and access from the government. And if you're a little guy and you're working on a mom-and-pop business, you're not getting anything. You're being crushed, basically, with taxation, excessive regulation, which really shouldn't relate to you.
And yeah, what's the likelihood of an independent bank to get this bailout money? What is the likelihood there?
A lot of the smaller independent banks didn't get bailout money. But a lot of them did make good decisions and didn't make these excessively risky loans like the bigger banks did.
So they weren't in as bad a way, so they may not have needed the bailout.
Right, but just imagine if you had 100 new depositors come with their life savings one day in the door because the big, stupid bank got shut down by the feds.
But that didn't happen because of the bailout.
Right.
Great point. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. We'll talk slavery here coming up shortly, and we'll take your calls about whatever's on your mind. Dial on in toll-free. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter, sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
How would you feel with normal blood pressure? How would you feel with a normal cholesterol reading without the drugs? What if you could avoid bypass surgery? Would it not be nice to have your heart beat regularly again? To have a sex life again? All these benefits and more can be yours when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. But please, don't take our word for it. Listen to what our customers say.
I've been on the Heart and Body Extract since 2006 and will remain on it for life. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Read more of these amazing testimonials at HBExtract.com. Your effective 100% organic herbal treatment for heart and body health is now available at HBExtract.com. Get Heart and Body Extract at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5255. Look for free bonus 1213 at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those, including the wiki. Over 2,000 pages created by listeners like you. Go to wiki.freetalklive.com, get interactive. You can edit virtually anything you see there. It's like the listener editable version of our website, wikiwiki.freetalklive.com. And SACL CAI has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful. They record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy, so your business is handled as efficiently as possible. See their banner at freetalklive.com. It's right there at the top of the banner column. SACL CAI. Toll-free number here, 800-259-9231. To an op-ed from Christine Smith, who at one time was a candidate for president in the Libertarian Party. She didn't make it to the actual candidacy. She was one of the runners-up, I guess you could say. And she, I think, was one of the better ones, actually. I guess she went up against Bob Barr. It was in that round back in 2008. And
the neocon takeover of the Libertarian Party?
She would have been a better choice than Barr. I don't think quite as good as Mary Ruart, but nonetheless, occasionally she does some stories for Future Freedom Foundation, and that's where this is coming from, at fff.org. It's called The Road Waiting to be Taken. Reading Friedrich Hayek's Road to Serfdom, one is amazed that a book published 64 years ago could paint such an accurate picture of where the United States is headed today. Hayek's warning of the dangers of centralized planning and his cautioning that well-intentioned planning can degrade into tyranny describes the road the United States embarked upon several decades ago and has traveled ever since. We now live in a nation where many people give only lip service to the free market and its fruits of economic and personal freedom. As long as they can get a fast food meal down the street, watch a movie, and shop at the department store, many Americans feel they have all they need, and they call that liberty. It's they, the perfectly submissive and obedient patriotic citizens, who wonder why we libertarians waste time and cause ourselves the stress of fighting the welfare warfare state. Never mind the compulsory financing of government programs and military operations. Never mind that the poor are exploited by the government. Never mind that you don't really own your property. Never mind compulsory school attendance, mandatory jury duty, or even the real risk of military conscription. Never mind the unjustified killing of tens of thousands of people by the U.S. government. And just to interject here, it reminds me of a call, I think it was from this past weekend show, where we had a guy who was talking about civil disobedience. And, you know, that just works for me, right? I love the idea of civil disobedience, and so I was immediately enthralled by what he was talking about. Oh, yeah, we need mass civil disobedience, blah, blah, blah. Well, the reason why he wanted to have mass civil disobedience was because of the healthcare thing, which is fine, you know, that's great. I mean, please, whatever it takes to get people to do civil disobedience, I'm all in favor of, because I think it's a very powerful way to affect change, to get discussions started and things like that. But when I asked him the question of, well, if they took the healthcare proposal, the government healthcare proposal, off the table, would you still want to do civil disobedience? And no, he basically said he'd just go back to his life. And I said, well, wait a minute. So the multi-trillion dollar federal government, all the regulations, all the controls, all the things they've done to your life, that's not enough to be civilly disobedient over? I mean, are you kidding me?
That was his line.
Right. That's what she's talking about here. Doesn't matter. All the tyrannical, awful things that the federal government has done, as long as people still have their television, their Dancing with the Stars, or whatever Survivor, whatever shows they're watching on TV, as long as they have their television, as long as they have their gadgets that they can busy themselves with, the bread and circuses, as I believe it's been called.
It's just a new form of it.
Exactly right. As long as they have their distractions, they've got their sports teams, they've got their things that they can distract themselves with, then if they're not coming down on my personal life, then I don't care what the government does. Who cares that they're putting 1.5 million people a year in prison because, or they're arresting people, over a million people a year, for drugs? Oh, I'm not a drug user, so I don't care. You know, it's this attitude of, well, as long as it's not happening to me, then it's all right.
Actually, it is, but he probably doesn't realize it. For example, what are his property taxes today compared to 10 years ago?
Probably higher.
Probably much higher.
Yeah. And
in some areas, they've tripled or quadrupled in 10 years.
Well, yeah, that's the price we pay to live in civilized society, Wayne. I mean, they have all these cliches they can just blow it off with.
Well, what does civilized mean to you, Mr. Liberal whatever?
Well, it's not just a liberal that would say that. I've heard conservatives say things like that.
True, true.
That's the price we pay. We don't want to have criminals running in the streets. We've got to have taxes.
What about the criminals with uniforms and titles?
Well, I mean, we're doing our best to deal with that, but most cops are good cops.
Most are. Around here, anyway.
I don't know if I believe.
Around here.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I still think that you're a bad cop if you're enforcing bad laws. And most cops are enforcing bad laws. So
that's how they've been indoctrinated. But
it's true.
If they listen to this show, they're probably getting better.
I would imagine that'd be the case. Let me continue with Christine. She says, what can those things possibly have to do with our daily lives of relative comfort? I've met those whose only problem with taxation is making sure that it's fairly forced upon everyone. In other words, as long as the government imposes the burden upon all equitably, then there's no reason to object. Likewise, I've met those who simply choose not to empathize with families in other parts of the world who suffer at the hands of this government. In their silent complicity, they look the other way to their life of creature comforts here in America, the home of the free, a place where they have the freedom to get a soda and hamburger anytime they want. What more could they ask for? The words of contented slaves, quote, "Don't you know you're living in the best country in the world?" they ask, suspecting one's loyalty for even questioning the way it's always been. Why question the way it is when we've got everything needed for a comfortable life? My answer? Without liberty, life is a dreary existence. A caged animal, no matter how many creature comforts it's given, is not experiencing all that it can be. Unless you have the power to direct your life and property, there is no liberty. And she's absolutely right. It's all an illusion. The idea that anybody is free in this country, the people that are free in this country are the people that are politically connected. They're the most free people in America. They have the ability to get around the regulations. They have the ability to have the police look the other way when they do things that anybody else would be arrested for. The politically connected, they're relatively free. But the rest of us, when you have to beg for permission to start your own business, you're not free. When you are arrested for carrying a plant around in your pocket, you're not free.
When you have to beg for a permit to marry somebody, you're not free.
You could still get married without without getting a permit, but they've certainly inculcated people very effectively with the idea that, well, it's not a real marriage unless you have our state permission slip.
Yes, it's not legal.
Right, and good luck finding a preacher that will understand that he can actually give a marriage without getting a state permission slip. I'm sure they're out there, but I imagine it's a relatively difficult thing to come across. So she's absolutely right. She also points out that the character of the American people has changed. There are those seeking bailouts for huge corporations and others seeking subsidies for suffering industries. There are families wanting a house to call their own and people who need medical care. They're all willing to serve their governmental master in the hope of getting a handout to fix their problems. But those and other problems can't be solved using the force of the government, because all become victimized by the tyranny of economic and social planning. To allow the state to coercively control your life and never challenge it is enslavement. Whether the state is a malevolent master or a benevolent one, the fact is the slave has no self-determination over the matters which make life worth living. For millions, slavery is no longer abhorrent.
And, you know, I was going to say, I might add to this, that even if the government were benevolent today, it doesn't mean that they're going to be a week from now, a month from now, a year from now. It just depends, because when you have that much power concentrated in a small place, it seems to attract some of the worst people.
Absolutely.
The sociopathic predators that we've seen throughout history that have murdered all these people.
Well, clearly they're not benevolent unless you go along with all their demands.
Right.
I mean,
they're nice, but that doesn't mean they're good people.
Sure, they're very, very nice about taking your money from you and telling you what to do. And if they weren't nice about it, it would be harder for them to keep up their illusion of legitimacy.
Yeah.
So they have to put a very nice little sheen over their thuggery and their violence. And as she's pointing out here, most people are either blissfully unaware of it or just telling themselves this story that, well, we live in the best darn country in the whole world. This is the best country ever, which is essentially them saying, well, our master is the best master of all the masters.
If you don't like it, go somewhere else. Go to the Soviet Union. You see how you like it there. China.
Christine has more to say. We'll share those in a moment. Also want to give you the Totosac. Give you a special call-in line, 603-283-6160, 603-283-6160. You will be the first caller. We'll get the Totosac on that number. You get a two-pack of the Totosac if you call her one right now. It's Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Juicy Juice, creators of the Juicy Juice Brain Development and Juicy Juice Immunity Fruit Juice Beverages. For more information, visit us at juicyjuice.com. When it comes to staying healthy, the digestive system is a great place to start. It's 70% of the immune system. Look for kid-friendly foods that are high in fiber, like popcorn and yogurt. Prebiotic fiber helps the good bacteria in the gut flourish, while simple sugars like high-fructose corn syrup only help the bad, leading to bloating and discomfort. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
In an ancient time, in a land where the fates of mortals were determined by gods, only one man had the courage to defy them all. Fear nothing, and let's show death and the gods alike that we're the ones to be afraid of. Odysseus, the Rebel. Now available from Big Head Press. Order the graphic novel for only $12.95. Visit comicshoplocator.com, Amazon, Borders, Barnes & Noble, and other fine booksellers.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla.
For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat. And it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you are invited to take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Wade.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. If you enjoy this program and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can become an amplifier. For as little as $3 a month, we'll take that money in, reinvest it into the show, get on more radio stations across the country, bring more internet listeners on board, and expose new people to the ideas of freedom. You'll get perks, too, like access to the AMP-only podcast, the AMP-only forum, and more. Go get all the details and get signed up for as little as $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com. Great little editorial piece over at the Future of Freedom Foundation, FFF.org, which, by the way, you were just mentioning during the break, Wayne, that the Free State Project's Liberty Forum is going to be featuring Jacob Hornberger from the Future of Freedom Foundation.
Yes, very good speaker.
Which I think is pretty cool. We'll talk more about the Liberty Forum here coming up maybe in the third hour of the show. But this is from Christine Smith, and she's talking about just the pathetic nature of the American people today and how it's... They're just not interested in freedom. They're so distracted by all of the wonderful television and gadgets and the Hollywood stars and who's effing who and who's having babies with who else and, oh, no, what Hollywood star has overdosed on drugs this week. I've actually got people that are on my friends list on Facebook that I know I've known since back in high school. So I'm not really friends with them now, but I was. And so I kind of added them just to see what they're up to these days. And one of them... More often than I would expect, is posting about the lives of Hollywood people. And it's just, are you kidding me? That this is so important to you that what some chick, Brittany Murphy or whatever, overdosed this week and died. This is so important to you that you're mourning her on your Facebook update, your status update. This is what's important to you in your life right now. Is there nothing else happening that is worth talking about? Besides what's going on with the stars?
Well, how about the future of our children and grandchildren, if you have them, or your nieces and nephews? If freedom goes away, then we're all doomed for a pretty miserable existence.
Yeah. Well, the reason why it's so nice here in this country is because for a lot of time there was a relatively unrestricted marketplace, for the most part. I mean, we're kind of coasting on the wealth that was created by that relatively unrestricted time period where you could develop things, new ideas, and start new businesses and be an entrepreneur without a whole lot of governmental burdens being placed upon
or harassment on behalf of competitors, which happens a lot more nowadays too,
in the form of lawsuits or in the form of licensing and other business restrictions
or legislation, like with the FDA, for example.
Right. So I'm going to continue with what Christine has to say here, because I have to say I completely share her frustrations. For millions of Americans, slavery to them is no longer abhorrent. They don't even realize how enslaved they truly are.
And that's a perfect situation for tyrants.
Right. Well, and most people in America are indoctrinated with the idea that, well, what you do is you get out of school, you go to college, you get out, you get a job, and you work it for decades, then you retire. That's life. Right. That's what they're giving to you, and they're saying this is the way it's done. And if that's all you ever do is just be at a job, then I could understand why maybe you wouldn't really be so aware of how restrictive things are. Because when you go to work, no one's really stopping you from going to work or going home, unless, of course, you get pulled over and get your license taken from you, which does happen to a lot of people. But nothing's really preventing Americans from living that particular lifestyle. But as soon as you get an idea into your head to go start your own business, well, then you find out what it's really like. Then you find out that you got to pay bribes. They call it licensing fees and application permits and all this stuff. You have to jump through all kinds of governmental placed hoops in order to start most businesses in this country. And it makes it so people take a look at that and they say, whoa, that's a lot of work. I can't afford to hire an attorney to get me through all this. Ah, screw it. I'll just keep working at my job because that's safe.
But, you know, this whole sheeple syndrome that you're discussing here, I think, is really declining now, because look at the unemployment situation in the last year or two. Look at how many people are their benefits are running out and they're getting ticked off. Look at that big protest down in Washington, D.C. that had about 1.5 million people. That was unprecedented. There was never a protest with that many people. So things are stirring. And even though there are still people who are more worried about dancing with the stars than their own freedom of their own country, mm-hmm. I think it's changing dramatically.
I hope you're right about that.
Look at all the gun sales in the last year.
That's true. In fact, you've got some details on gun sales versus murder rates. We may get to that here in the third hour. But let me get back to Christine Smith. She says, for libertarians, slavery remains repugnant. To be born into a form of slavery, as American youth are today, presents a unique situation for libertarians, awakening the spirit of freedom within others. Although it may be difficult to discern, it's inside every person like a glowing coal, awaiting but a small piece of kindling to ignite it into bright, abundant flames. To my surprise, I've heard libertarians ask, the problems are so great, what can I possibly do? Simply begin by learning all you can, working for what you believe, and helping others grow in their understanding. You don't need anything beyond what you have right now, yourself. Think about it. Every affront to men, whether political tyranny or even a natural disaster, has always been ultimately overcome by the human spirit. Who was responsible for the Renaissance, women's suffrage, the American Revolution? Was it politicians? No.
No.
It was people who used their talents to disseminate ideas, sometimes through disobedience. People who raised their voices through what they wrote, spoke, and created. People whose high level of consciousness and deep sense of conscience contributed to a better way of life for the individual. Every advancement in the world and every revolution sprang from an idea. Mindless actions without a basis in a clearly delineated idea cause but temporary chaos and are soon irrelevant. Ideas on liberty, however, are magnetic. They attract support and grow in strength. Transformative and inspiring, they result in wise and liberating actions.
Mm-hmm.
What it's been said that once a mind has expanded, it can't be shrunk back. So once you put the ideas of liberty into people's heads and they get it, sometimes it takes a little while for them to get it, but once they get it, it's very rare that anybody's ever going to go back to embracing tyranny.
Well, that's right, because when you have ideas like the ideas of liberty that are rooted in truth and common sense, there's no real other place to go. The only time you have other movements that are counter to that, they're based on lies and propaganda.
Mm-hmm.
But when you get to truth and common sense and sound principles of living and interacting with others, there's no real other place to go.
Igniting those flames, those demands for liberty, and thereby restoring the American Republic is a task requiring the work of every liberty-loving American. Though I have to disagree with her on that. I could give a flip if the American Republic gets restored. I'd rather see 50 separate states doing whatever, you know, 50 other republics rather than one big
overarching. Well, sure, but that, see, our system was originally based on Switzerland, where Switzerland does have a real republic in the sense still, because they have cantons, which are like our states, which have more of the governmental apparatus than the federal government, which is very small and benign compared to ours.
She says, choose the activities you're happy doing and at which you excel. Let nothing but right versus wrong be your guide. Choose your battles carefully, letting the issues that fill you with the greatest righteous indignation be the ones you educate yourself about. Government infringement of liberty is pervasive. Do not shy away from those big areas of oppression that the majority of Americans have already accepted, but instead boldly choose such tough issues to address. I think immigration's a great one.
Mm-hmm.
For they get to the core of the problems, causing people to listen when they might otherwise tune out. To achieve liberty requires having one's internal power, the love of freedom, awakened. There are tasks that only you can do to reach people only you can reach by expressing the ideas and living the principles you hold. Every libertarian has a unique voice and talent that must be used in this awakening. Are we ready to courageously take the road not previously taken, the road to freedom? Let us not be concerned with aligning ourselves with ideological labels. We are committed to liberty alone. We know that silence is consent to slavery, and we will not be slaves. This is why we must never give up. Christine Smith, writer from Colorado, her visit, her website is christinesmith.us. Thought that was great.
Yeah.
Because I almost entirely agree with the entire thing. If you love freedom, you've got to speak out about it. You know, they have always said that, well, when you're around polite company, you don't talk about politics. You don't talk about religion. Well, why not? Because, damn, this is the most important thing, at least to me in my life, is to achieve more freedom. And if we're not talking about it, then the ideas aren't flourishing.
That's right.
You're not going to find people that are waiting to hear these things.
You know, Ian, I've mentioned this to you before. The reason why I sit in this chair right now on Wednesdays with you, not because I love you, because I do, but the reason
Thanks,
why
man, I love you too.
I love you, man. But the reason why I'm here is for future generations, my kids, my grandkids, and everybody else's too.
You sure aren't collecting a paycheck, I can tell you that.
No, I'm not.
Thank you.
But it's a lot of fun.
Right.
But I'm doing it because I can see that the direction we're going in is the wrong one, and the only way that it's going to get turned around is for people to speak out.
And to get together. That's the other thing. She doesn't touch on that really here. She talks about improving your own ability to communicate, and I completely agree. You've got to bone up and get your knowledge of liberty as good as it can be and hone your communications abilities. The folks over the Advocates for Self-Government, of course, are great at helping you with that at theadvocates.org. But once you understand liberty, it really helps to get around other people that understand liberty, too. That way you're not the lone kook out there in the wilderness. It makes a difference. There's more coming up here. Hour 3 is on the way. You can bring up whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.